You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded another 5 locally acquired cases on day 2 of a statewide lockdown. The state's contact tracing team has been able to link all the new cases to the existing outbreak, but there are new areas of concern for exposure. In particular, a delivery driver for a food distribution centre who visited multiple grocery stores across the city over several days while not symptomatic. The latest outbreak has prompted Victorians to get tested and vaccinated in record numbers for the third day in a row, but the system struggled to meet the demand.
I've been here since 7:30, so it's nearly 3 hours. It's been quite a wait.
I've tried to make bookings for the last 3 days with no success, so I just thought I'd come in today, get in early and see how we go.
At mass vaccination hubs at Carlton's Royal Exhibition Buildings and the Melbourne Convention Centre, queues continued to grow from early in the morning as officials were unable to log in to a new computer system for several hours.
You can run airlines and you can run international concerts and all sorts of things, and you can't run a vaccination program without it crashing.
The incompetence of the administration around this doesn't exactly encourage me to have the jab today. I'll put it no higher than that.
No, and a lot of people will choose to walk away, I think. And that's a shame, because if there's one thing we've got to do, it's to get the vaccine.
More than 40,000 were inoculated yesterday after the state opened up the Pfizer vaccine to those aged 40 to 49, and a further 56,000 COVID tests were done, bringing the state's total over the past 5 days to 170,000. Victoria's Health Minister is Martin Foley.
We know as a result of this evidence that the people of Victoria are rightly taking this outbreak incredibly seriously and are also responding to the vaccination program as our way to get out of this COVID pandemic.
The state's fourth lockdown has also brought about 150 protesters to central Melbourne, with 14 arrests made. To those people, Martin Foley had this to say.
The virus does not respond to protests. The virus responds to public health measures. There are 5 legal reasons to leave your home. Protesting against a virus isn't going to work. And if you do, you are breaching the public health orders, and Victoria Police will hold you to account for that. And that involves significant fines.
There are a total of 3,000 primary close contacts linked to the positive cases. 62% of them have now returned a negative COVID test. Victoria's Chief Testing Commander, Jerome Weimer, says any end to the lockdown is a day-to-day proposition.
We are taking this outbreak day by day. So when we stood here or in the other place 24 hours ago, we were focused on the clubs and social networks. We weren't looking at a whole chain of food grocery stores. We don't know what's in store for us in the next 24 hours. So, you know, we're making, I think, exceptional progress in terms of contact tracing, and we're I think, getting close on the heels of this outbreak. We're on day 2 of a 7-day lockdown. We asked for 7 days because there's a lot of work to do here, there's a lot of depth to go down into, and we'll do that as hard as we can over the days ahead.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.